Lopane City Council special meeting of Friday, March 26, 2010 is called to order at 12:03 p.m. We'll now have, take roll call, starting with City Recorder.
City Recorder, Dan McBow.
Counselor Don Byron.
Counselor Gil McAbee.
Mayor Tenny Shields.
Counselor Barbara Hedges.
Counselor Douglas Ward.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
Thank you. All council are here and administrative staff. Legal counsel has been excused because there was no real reason for him to be here. So, we'll continue on. And, Counselor Ward, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, before we get started here, I'd like to just say, remind everyone this is a special meeting. We have one item on the agenda, and that's all that we're going to cover today. I won't be taking any public comment today. See the need for that, so we should be able to get through this fairly quickly. With that, I will turn it over to Roger Jordan, who's going to present a proposal to us.
Okay, for the record, just so everybody in the audience knows, I'm Roger Jordan. I serve in two different roles. I serve as a range rider for the profession of city managers in the League of Oregon Cities for this area. And I also am an employee as a consultant for the League of Oregon Cities. And today I'm representing that position as the League of Oregon Cities consultant. I'm in business with Bob Wells, who is my business partner, and for the record, I'll let him introduce himself. For mine, I was city manager of Dallas, Oregon, longest in the state, 25 consecutive years. Retired a couple of years ago. I also managed Sandy and was an assistant manager in Corvallis and Dallas, Oregon. So I've been up two times before, and actually three times before, and discussed Lapine's issues and bringing back a proposal through the League of Oregon Cities as a consultant today for discussion by the community and council. Bob, you introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Bob Wells, and I worked for the City of Salem for 33 years. In the last four, I was city manager. The jobs I held there were budget officer, assistant city manager, and then city manager. So Roger and I now spend a bulk of our time teaching classes through the League of Oregon Cities, and our attempt to do is to provide real good training in Oregon for a low cost. And so that's kind of our background.
The League of Oregon Cities has a couple of three programs. As Bob said, one of our programs is training. One of our programs at the League of Oregon Cities is to identify folks that can assist communities. And we do that through the consulting side. Today we're here today to talk to you about a proposal that we drafted as the League of Oregon Cities and representatives for Lapine as a way that we believe would help Lapine move forward. The record shows that we did propose a different project before, and this is a modified project. You have in front of you that proposed consulting. But as former city administrators, city managers, in looking at this and discussion with the league and many of you, it's become apparent that our recommendation would be that Lapine come up with a new position at the city, and that is a city administrator, at least on an interim basis, and that you seek someone that has the experience of administering a city so that some of the organizational issues and some of the issues we all face as cities multiple times, someone's there to help the council with that. And the discussions I've had, and Bob and I are prepared through the lead consulting side to assist by helping you identify what are the characteristics of an interim manager that would be called a city administrator. We believe that a part-time manager would be best to start. Someday it might be appropriate to have a full-time city administrator in a city like Lapine, but we're just not sure that we that there's enough work for that at this time. And so rather than take that big step for all that cost, our recommendation would be that you start with an interim city administrator, somebody with those background and skills. And the league actually helps, and city managers actually help communities like this all over the state with an interim manager. There are a number of people on an interim list. We could just use the list and identify it. But before you get to those people, even with an interim position, we've got to identify what skills, characteristics, and the uniqueness of your particular situation and city, because city managers and city administrators are all different people in different situations, where a big city would require maybe a certain skill level. A small city will require somewhat different skill level sometimes. A new city might require somewhat different skill levels than somebody who is in a city that's already established. So the proposal basically said, as the consultants or as the senior advisors, I like to say senior advisors, we've been through many, many of these, Bob and I, and what the proposal would be is that we would come up and limited to 40 hours of professional time, only 1 week, we would assist the council, the community, to identify the characteristics and responsibilities of an interim manager. What are you going to do? What do we want you to do? And I put down a few things just to start, but for instance, go ahead.
So, now, who determined whether that was a city administrator or a city manager? That was...
This is just strictly a proposal. Uh-huh. I came up that I'm saying city manager generally denotes a larger staff that you supervise. Mm-hmm. So we think of city managers that have hiring and firing authority over the police chief and the fire chief. There's no magical wand. You don't get to be a city manager or city administrator based on definitions. They're almost interchangeable. But generally it is, you have, city managers have general authority over a large staff. City administrators have more administrative responsibility. The council could define it for whatever they want.
Okay.
And it might be that you hire under the title of an interim city administrator and turn it into a city manager, or you could define it as a city manager. There is no criteria for definition other than what you want them to do. The reason that I put city administrator, and we talked about it, was the fact that there really isn't a large staff to supervise, and that generally denotes city management.
Because last time you were up here, I remember our discussion was around administrator-manager.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those distinctions that you made was the administrator was somebody who advises, and the manager was somebody who would make the decision.
Right.
And I think that we have specifically, I think that... that's why we're in the pickle now, is because people are making administrative decisions who don't have the expertise or the knowledge to make those decisions.
Yeah.
So
So, you know, and I make that distinction in that it is true, but in Oregon, or throughout the United States, I was a member of the International Board, but really you define city administrator or manager, you use the title you want, you define it, and that's what we're going to do,
okay,
is define it within the scope of what we're talking about, because that's what we're taught. So it doesn't really, the title isn't the authority, it's what we write down that you guys tell us you want, and then tell somebody, because somebody might take the job or not take the job on the basis whether they have direct supervision or they make decisions or not. So that's a good explanation, and so if I confused it last time with city manager, city administrator, either title is interchangeable in Oregon.
Okay.
It sounds to me like it doesn't make any difference what the title is. What the difference comes from the city council and what authority they gave the person. Is
correct.
That correct?
Correct.
Right.
And what you're looking for them to do.
Right. It's all going to come down to, like you said, we have to ID the characteristics
right
that we want and what we want this person to do. And then we can name the position as we see fit
right
based on what we've decided we want this person to do.
And
you know, part of it is appearance or perception too.
Right.
What's the community going to feel most comfortable with?
Right.
Thing. Sometimes it's all in a name.
And that's true. If you know, I always as a city manager, I always had the title city manager, mm-hmm, because I always supervised department heads. Every city I worked in had police chiefs and fire chiefs and finance officers and the whole gamut. And it was always something big for me. But my colleagues, our colleagues, many of them are city administrators with the same, with that title, with the same authority that I always had. I think if we can look at the title, if you're more comfortable with one versus the other, that's fine for us. We'll kind of define what you were saying, Don, about the roles and responsibilities. That's the most important characteristic, is to try to build a profile for somebody and try to identify that person and build consensus in the community at the council level. Because we're not all going to agree on exactly what we want the person to do. That's why you use, again, the League of Oregon Cities, we charge only $50 an hour. I know people say $50 an hour, but in the consulting world, that's not a lot. And the reason we do that is our job is to go out and help smaller communities. We don't really have very many contracts with big communities. They can afford the big consultants. So, and the league uses those of us who are retired out of the trenches. So this is the kind of stuff that Bob and I did for a living. We didn't study politics 606 as a consultant. We just ran cities. And yet, in running cities, that's what we did all day. I had a council member all my life wanted to make me a city administrator. And all my life, while in Dallas, I would refuse it because I was a city manager, but it really didn't matter. But it mattered to me. So perception's reality. The rest of the council said, sounds good to me. If you're doing what you're doing is managing a city, that's fine.
As long as you get your paycheck.
For me. So that the kinds of things we see identifying that this person would do, the initial proposal was beyond helping hire somebody, was really we were going to help identify in, you know, whether you really needed a full-time, whether you didn't, whether you needed a city recorder or a modified, who did what assignments. This proposal, which I think is a good step, and just as effective as the first one, this proposal is really to identify somebody who can, over an interim period, help with that, and really can do a better job in the interim period because they'll get to know the community better than two people coming over for a month
right
and trying to identify, well, what are the issues? I think that the attempt by the council to identify an interim manager and get somebody that's professionally trained, that you'll find that person can bring a lot of people together and identify, well, what should City Hall be doing? Mm-hmm. Instructions from the council and from the community, and then build those relationships. And in the end, I believe you'll probably find that having a city administrator, city manager, whether it's part-time or full-time, is probably going to be an important thing for Lapine. But rather than conclude that from the start by your move to the interim manager, I think we'll find that that person would do the things we're talking about, just as examples, budget analysis, job analysis, who's doing what, who's, when's the office open, when's it not open, what's the council want, what's your priorities, what should we be working on, what are the personnel policies for the staff, those kinds of things. That's what city administrators, city managers do, and they do it uniquely different than, say, managers in the private sector, because we manage in the political arena. So ultimately, each one of you didn't get elected by each other. You get elected by a group of people, and you're all individuals. So city managers or city administrators are trained to work with a group of people that are oftentimes diverse, and to bring them together and from the third party outside find a way to reach a compromise in all of these areas that we talked about. And then in addition to that, working with the council, the person would be a professional manager of a system called a city. And you know, cities are big business. Our community, the city I operated, we operate a $50 million a year business. So in Bob's case, probably $500 million a year. That's a business. So that aspect we have to use. So with that, we really believe our proposal would be to come up and work with the council. The contract is no more than 40 hours, no matter how long it takes. We're figuring not to exceed, in other words, up to 40 hours professional. We would then help draft the job description. We would then help identify the list of possible candidates, and then we would help the council identify. We don't select as groups, because you got to understand, most of the people on the list were friends of mine at one point in time, or we worked together. So what we do is tell you the different characteristics, and then you choose someone to represent you on a daily basis in running the organization. That's a very simple contract. In addition to the fee, we ask that the league they normally charge 20 or 25%. Instead of that, they just set a 10% $200 fee for them to run the contract and stuff. So as you can see on the last page, it has the total contract. It would be up to 40 hours, $50 an hour for both of us, and then our travel cost. I do have a condo, as I said before, in the area, so we wouldn't need lodging if we were at the right time, and we want to work with you on that. So that's a proposal. I'd answer any questions, Madam Mayor, that any of the councilors might have. We're very excited. The league's very excited to be able to help Lapine if this would help. I've already visited with three or four of the colleagues out there that do this kind of stuff, and the three that I visited, two of those have visited with me about their interest. They would love the opportunity. So we'd have to identify not only job description, well then what are we going to set as a pay for the interim manager,
and mileage,
and any expense. So this is today's discussion about the consulting proposal to help you identify those. So we don't have to identify those and solve it today, but upon our work plan, that's one of the things we'll work through.
Okay, hold on a second. Normally I don't start, but I have a real quick one. Normally I go down the line and ask each counselor, but I have a real quick one here. You said that you were indicated would be able to work on the on-site portion of this project between March 26th and May 7th. Does that mean that one or the other of you is going to be in the area, expects to be in the area?
During those times? Yeah, we've actually set it up to come up twice. if the council wants us to come up more, but when we come up, we would stay a couple of days, come out, interview everybody, discuss everything, draft a report, send it to the council saying, when do you want to get together next, and then come back. If you want us to come up for the interviews, we would be glad to do that too under this contract.
Okay.
So we're not going to be living in Central Oregon during this whole time, although I did mark down and in April we were scheduling our work between April 10th, which was Lapine's
the town hall.
Town hall, so that we'd be up here, or I'd be up here, and then Bob and I would be up the week, the 12th, 13th, and interview everybody, come up with a job description, and then probably the first week of May we'd be interviewing candidates. Now, it is different in that if in fact we use the interim list, which most cities do for interim appointments, but you could have people from any place, but the interim list are qualified, retired, or in transition managers that have had the experience that we know have got that. But anybody would be eligible, and then you would look at those and you'd say, help me, you know, I need to pick three people, let's say, or two people that I want to interview, and then interview them. Generally, the process of hiring a full-time manager, and let's say we did that in the future through the league with you, then basically that process is generally 3 to 6 months.
So this is
to get somebody in a relatively short period of time, for a period of time, to help you identify what are your issues, how to resolve them, and whether you have a full-time administrator manager or not. And that time period we've been talking about is 6 months as an interim. But again, we need to identify that after we meet with you guys to say, what are you comfortable with?
Okay.
Where's your budget?
Councilor Ward, normally we start with you. Councilor Hedges has indicated she really has something to say. Do you know?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Let me just so I'm straight in my mind. You would provide us with, in written form, a job description of what a, I'm going to say administrator, don't matter, administrator, manager, whatever. You would provide us with a written job description of what that person would do, catered to the needs of our city.
Yes.
And you will give us the qualifications of the person that we need, what kind of qualifications we need for somebody to hire.
Yes.
Okay. And a list of candidates.
Yes.
That are interested. Now, are we required by any statute or by any law to go outside of a list and advertise openly for this job, or are we, you know, do we have the legal ability to pick and choose whoever we want from wherever we want?
On the interim appointment, you could do either.
Either.
But I would at least open and make sure people understand, not just the list, because we've got that. And, you know, you wouldn't advertise widely United States, but locally. See if there's somebody here that that have that background, plus the candidates list that we currently have already at the League of Oregon.
And you're going to determine whether we need somebody full-time or part-time?
We're recommending an R to go to a part-time position in the interim. And that person would then work with you to determine whether you want a full-time or part-time.
And then you would suggest some kind of salary basis?
Correct.
Okay. And if I hear you right, you're talking probably, if we hire someone, it would be a six-month intern thing, and then after that 6 months, we would decide what we were going to do and who we were going to hire on a permanent basis.
Right.
And you would be able to do all this in 40 hours?
Well, again, we met with the league and we agreed that we're going to max the contract at 40 hours. Now, you got to understand, Bob and I don't do this for a living. We give $10,000 to the League of Oregon Cities to help others educate. So we understand that, that through the league, they're paying us some compensation for this, but we will get done with this project, and it could take 40, it could take 80, it could take that, but we're committed to the project. So yes, you are limited because we didn't want the proposal to be larger than what a small city can afford.
And you're committed to a cost basis of $2,800.
Yes. Well, it's $2,000 plus expenses, but we estimate that coming over and doing that will be, if you said, hey, I'd like you back over here, we'd come, but then we'd say, hey, you know, we've got it based on two or three times coming over, not 10 times.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we needed some limitation because we're not going to live over here for the next month. Actually, fortunately, during this period of time, Bob and I are not teaching. We don't have another class till May. So this is an interim period for us, and so this is our project right now for the League of Oregon Cities. But again, I'm not going to say it's going to be 40 hours because we already know it'll be, you know, somewhat more than that, but that's the commitment of the League to us, to you.
Thank you.
Okay. If people in the area have suggestions for retired city managers and such, how would they get that information out? Because it seems it might be good to have somebody they know who has been in the area.
Yeah, I agree.
And,
what we hope to do is when we come up, we'd like to interview every single council member, the staff, and any interested group that has an interest. Oftentimes the Chamber of Commerce or somebody like that has an interest, and we would be interested in visiting with them during this period of time so that we can, when we draft up, you know, our proposal for what you need as a council, it's reflective of not only the internal council, but it's reflective of the community. And yeah, that's why I think it would be good to advertise locally in the Bend or wherever circulates heavy in this area to see if there are other people other than on the list. I will say if most city managers, we kind of stick around together and we have an association, so most people that are in the profession that are in this area, I know, but I'm, you know, there may be others that came from other states and they're here, they pick up the paper, they see the article and they call, but it's up to the council based on that description that they had to decide which person they want. But I would say you're in a unique area here because many of us have condos or houses, and for our retirement, if we were talking Bandon or something, it wouldn't be as easy to find somebody on a part-time basis in that. Now, I want to be very honest. We're making this interim is not a problem. Part-time will be one of the first times that has been done in recent times. But there's some uniqueness to that part-time because there's a number of retired managers in this area that they don't want to go back to work. So they want to work part-time. They're like me, Bob and I. If you were to ask me, you know, would you be doing any of this, I'd say maybe 3 or 4 days a month. But that's all we work.
Yeah.
We love to work like that, but if the interim list, neither of us would ever be on the interim list because they want us to work 50 hours a week, and those were the old days. And my health wouldn't allow it, but I think we all know that this isn't just the public sector. The private sector has scores and lots of opportunity for part-time people that have retired successfully early and, you know, go out. And city managers tend to retire early, and then many of them were type A personalities and they're looking for something to do. And that's where your city can benefit from it because, you know, some of these people have managed, Washington County administrator lives right down the road here who managed Washington County for years, and he also teaches like we do, so that's why I say I'm absolutely convinced that there are people out there. If the part-time job didn't work, we'd work with you to say, let's look at that again and see if we need to move to a full-time. But I'm just not convinced, as Bob and I talking, we're not convinced, nor is the League, that you really, at this time, need to take on that additional compensation It's a lot more money.
Would this interim person live here?
They would have to live in the area during a period of time. One of the things that the characteristic of the interim, most of the time, they stay over 4 days or 3 days, and then they take 3 days off, and then they come back, and they're here.
Okay.
But, yeah, they have to be here during a period of time. We'll define that within this job description, saying that, again, I know two that have, like me, a condo area, and, you know, it's not a problem. But if you didn't pick that person, you would, you know, negotiate some kind of housing for a few days. Newport right now has got an interim finance director who's a friend of mine, and that's what they do. He's 4 days on, 4 days off. Or
yeah, it's like Sun River has furnished places to go. That would work.
So, I just believe, talking together with the league, we believe that that this is a great start for your community to say, maybe we can't afford $120,000 a year or, you know, $100,000 a year city administrator manager, but we can't afford a part-time person, and you get the advantage of somebody who's readily trained, available, and interested for half of that.
So I just want to thank you for this. Looks like it was really pared down, and it looks like you've cut every possible corner you could. Certainly appreciate that. And it looks like a great scope of what we need and a real understanding.
Councilor Reiner?
I too want to thank you, and I think the proposal is very fair. Personally, I'd like to see us move forward on this.
Thank you. Well, it looks to me, it sounds to me like you have a very, very clear understanding of, you know, what it is that we're hoping to get out of this. Price definitely looks right to me. If we decide to go ahead, which it sounds like we will, and accept this proposal, what would be the very first next step?
I did get an opportunity, because Jeremy said your attorney, he wasn't coming today, so I did give him a call, and we went over, and any council approval could be subject to your legal counsel's review of the contract. He said doesn't need to come down, he can review it once we get it, and we didn't have time to get together. So the next process would be a motion of the city council to authorize a contract. Again, it would be with the League of Oregon Cities, and we're their representatives. And then subject to the city attorney's legal review. And the next process beyond that would be, of course, Jeremy said he could do it at any time, and then the council would have an agreement with us, and we would then pick a date, which we could do today, to agree as to when we come up, and we would then meet with you, with Luana, with the community, anybody who has asked at City Hall that they meet with us. And we're prepared to do that. Our preferred dates would be the 12th, 13th, 14th, or 13th, 14th.
Of April?
Of April.
Sorry, did you say the 12th, 13th, or 14th?
Yeah, sometime in there, whatever, you know, we agreed to. It could be as late as the 15th, 16th, too, but I know we're trying to move the project. So the earlier that week, that would give us a week to draft. We would send the council the information and reach agreement. Your next council meeting, the second one in April is on
the 14th.
Pardon?
Well, the 14th.
That's 14th.
20th. And then the 28th.
14th and 28th. Well, one of the things we could do is be here for the 14th. So that would be good. If Bob and I came up and did the 13th, 14th, we could be at the council meeting or the 14th, 15th, whatever works out. We could leave here and we could make the presentation. And then the which 20, what did you say on the second meeting of the month is 28th? Mm-hmm. The 28th, I'll check with Bob. In my case, I'm in on a cruise in Mexico with my grandchildren. So, again, I'm retired, remember. You know, two cruises a year for old guy. We would get it to the council so you could adopt it. We would then work on the list and have that interviews maybe on the first week of May, if that works for you guys.
Remember, I'm on a cruise in the Caribbean at the same
time. That's right.
I won't be back until the 3rd.
Okay. So the 3rd would be... That would work out. We could do, you know, May 5th or 6th, whatever. Bob, do you know your calendar there?
Yeah, 3rd be fine. 6th is a problem for me.
Okay. How about the 3rd or the 4th?
I could be you're coming back on the
3rd. I won't be back till the night of the 3rd.
Yeah.
I could have a presentation on the 14th, and we could have a larger area and advertise it for...
On which day?
The 14th.
Yeah. I can't do it on the 14th. I could do it on the 13th of May.
He's just talking about April, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. April. Let's get back to April.
Okay. I was still in May. What are we talking about?
The next council meeting, to have it presented to the public at our meeting.
Yeah, if we come up the week of the 12th through the 16th to work a couple of those days, then that would be our proposal, and then we wouldn't have it ready until probably a week later, and then everybody would have a chance to look at it, so we would probably come up to either that council meeting or a special council meeting as early as the first week of May, and or if everybody was comfortable with what we did, the council could adopt it at their council meeting and we could have the interviews the first week of May. Mm-hmm. I don't think it, you know, once we get the thing wrapped up and done, it's not a time, you know, we're going to be done with the compromising and arguing. It's really, here's the draft, this is what everybody agreed to, let's go ahead and have interviews. We can have interviews as early as the first week or second week of May. That our goal would be to do that so that you could start a person in June. That's our goal. When we heard the needs of the community, we're moving that way.
Maybe we could get it in the budget for next year.
Right.
Good.
So, are those dates, did somebody say that's first test April? You have a council meeting on the 14th. If Bob and I were up here on the 13th and come to your council meeting on the 14th, we could be on a work agenda that night. If you have, you know, want us, we could come up on the 14th and interview on the 15th, but we would need you available one of those 2 days.
Okay.
Is anybody going to be gone?
I will be gone until the 23rd.
So when?
23rd through the 3rd.
Yeah, that's it. I've got
to the 23rd.
Okay, up to the 23rd. Does anybody have a problem with either the 13th, 14th, or 15th?
I'll be gone the 15th through the 18th.
Okay.
He's retired.
Do you have a problem with your 15th or 14th?
The 14th.
Okay for me.
Okay, 13th and 14th would be our proposal. We'll come up for those 2 days, mm-hmm. work with the community, interview you, put something together in writing, and then we would have it back to you the first part of the next week, which is a proposal. That would give you before you leave.
That's perfect.
And then the council could decide whether you want to have another special meeting and agree to it, or just put it on your agenda and say, We agreed, you know, it's a good one, let's move ahead, and then set the interviews up for the first week of May.
How many pages will your recommendation be?
Oh, probably only 3 or 4 or 5.
Well, no big deal, just put on, sent through an email to me. I keep my laptop with me so I can get it.
Yeah, in fact, that's one of the things we'd like to get is all of the council if you use email or...
I'm not allowed to touch the computer.
You're like
the secretary does all that.
Yeah, if you have somebody...
I'm not allowed to touch.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, so you're going to work...
That's true.
With Jeremy?
Yes.
Okay.
On the contract.
Contract, yes, but then...
Oh, yes, and Jeremy is one of the ones that we...
Job description
and
such?
Yeah.
So at what point is a proposed job description? That you'll bring that to us on the
14th? We should have that before I leave on the cruise on the 23rd.
That's what you'll bring back to us the next week after you've interviewed people.
A job description and a proposal for an interim city administrator or manager, and an agreement on how we seek out those applicants in addition to the local advertising. And then it would be the first part of May that we would actually interview these people. And normally we screen down to looking at them to say 2 or 3, normally 3, and then you interview those people to decide who matches the best for the pond. Or their proposal. Some may have a proposal, I'm okay with the compensation deal, but I don't live here, so I need some help with housing. You would know that and say, well, is it worth $1,000 more to have this person over this person because they need that? Again, we're not talking just about a job where we advertise and everybody gets the same benefit. Some of these people come from around, and I like that person, it's another $1,000, but I like you, and yeah, I'll give you $250 a month housing in order to entice you to be here.
If we hire an interim person, would they have to be, if they had to have a residence here during that time, would it have to be inside the city limits or could it be outside the city limits?
I would recommend that you not put that on the interim because it's a very difficult thing. So on a full-time manager...
Right, I understand that.
But no, I don't know of any case where interim managers have to live within the community. Those of us who were there, that's a charter for us. But even in Dallas, as an interim manager, it's not a requirement. Mm-hmm.
Do you have women on this list also?
Yeah. But I don't know how many. Again, it's a voluntary list. Mm-hmm. If you're interested and you're qualified, you put your name on the list, and yes, there are. There's a couple of ladies that have retired here who are great in the business with me. And I haven't heard from them for a while, but I'm going to get to know them pretty quick. And see, I know Joanne, who used to run Madras and stuff, was here for a while.
And
yeah, and you know, there are other men and women in this area that are qualified. Again, you're in a unique setting here where many of us wanted to move here after our trench warfare in the valley.
So, where do these applications come into? Do they to you?
Well, what we would probably do is have the League of Oregon Cities as the contact or City Hall at the contract. Either one, we'll talk that out.
Okay.
But the interim list is at the League of Oregon Cities, so we know where that is. And that's all of us who are qualified to be on that. And anybody else who's interested in the position, we could either say send it to the League of Oregon Cities or send it to City Hall. And I thought I'd get that information by talking to everybody and seeing how we want that to handle.
Okay. Go ahead.
You said the interim would be here for 6 months, and then it would take another 6 months to find the permanent. Is that...
No, normally what happens with an interim, it's a six-month position, but normally that's a couple of months helping the council identify what they want.
Okay.
And then, you know, generally they could serve for 8 months, but whatever period of time after you identify with the council, what do you guys want with the community, or let's go for part-time, full-time, then it's within that period of time would be the advertisement. Not you work 6 months and then we start hiring somebody. You could do that, but that's not very common.
Well, wouldn't that person help us with that process?
Right.
That's part of
their job.
Yeah.
But understand, I mean, many communities have said interim 6 months, and then they've extended it 6 months,
right,
and they're satisfied. But the retired person that's an interim said, "I don't want a full-time job yet, but I'll work with you till we find the right person." That's generally the way it happens.
Okay. Yes, Penny, go ahead.
I'm just curious, because you said you're going to help with the interviewing and the hiring of the, or selecting possibly, of the interim. Do you get involved in when they go to full-time? Because I'm thinking for full-time person, you might be looking for other things. You might want to advertise further
absolutely. That's why we do. That's why we do interim positions like this, because then interim positions identify the real characteristics, the real thing that you need long term.
Okay.
For instance, in interim positions, generally it's those of us who have some experience. We know what we're doing. For a full time person, it may be somebody pretty new to the profession. It may be somebody completely outside that wants to be a position like that, and they just need the position and training. So those are really two uniquely different advertisements. The league does both. I mean, the league works with cities on both, and they have a very active recruitment program. Bob and I have not done the full-time stuff with them.
So the league wouldn't be involved in that unless we actively hire them to do that.
Right.
That's the short answer.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And so those guys wouldn't be involved.
Yeah.
Right.
And their normal fee for full-time is $10,000.
Right. So, Bob, what would you think of a three-month interim?
Me? Well, I don't think that would be appropriate for me to be advising you and then to take the job as a dream. I think there are really good people out there like I say, the commuting and the housing is going to be a big issue for this location. And I think there are people that live in this area that have a tremendous amount of experience and they can work with you. And, for me personally, the teaching part of it is what I enjoy the most. Where Roger and I come from is we just really like local government, and we want to really improve it in Oregon, and we really enjoy these kinds of opportunities. So, but for me personally, I really am not interested in getting back into being the city manager.
I think you misunderstood.
Oh, okay, good.
not you personally, but to have somebody for 3 months rather than 6.
No, I think you need the 6 months.
Yes.
And the reason for that is because you need somebody here long enough to work with you to develop that plan, but they need to be serving while you're recruiting that new city manager.
Okay.
And that's going to, like Roger said, when you decide this is where we're going to go from, I mean, the earliest you're going to get anybody in is probably 4 months. More realistically, it's 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so this position, this interim position, may be here 8 months in order to accomplish that. But because by the time you advertise, by the time you interview, and by the time somebody maybe has to give notice and be here, it's a fairly long process. So I think 3 months would be too short.
I think part-time is not enough. I mean, there is so much going on here, and the two staff have so much to do.
Yeah.
That it seems,
but when you're in your city, you're starting up, you've got a lot of things to consider, and I think that this position will help identify what those issues are. And so when you go to hire a new city manager, I mean, it's exciting for a lot of people to come into a new city.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an opportunity that comes around very often. And so the more you can identify what those issues are and clarify them for a potential applicant, the better person you're going to get in here to do that job. Because now they know what you want them to do. They either have those skills or they don't, and you can interview for those skills. I mean, a lot of it's on the planning side of it, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to want somebody strong in planning skills. If a lot of it's on the financial side, then you're going to want to go that direction. So it's just, you know, this interim position is going to really help you identify what type of skills you're looking for when you actually go to hire a full-time administrator.
From the part-time, we're thinking, I mean, the initial study that we proposed, which was a lot more money, would be defining, do you need full-time or part-time? Mm-hmm. Since we're not doing that, we're saying, we'll at least go part-time for now as an interim. We can reach agreement with that. Let's get started with that. If you see you need a full-time, even in the interim period, you could extend it.
Oh, okay.
So that could be extended. And we're just looking at the word we've heard is, hey, how can we get this going right away rather than waiting the traditional 4 to 6 months? And that's, we came back with this idea that, hey, I know there's people out there that could do this part-time interim assignment, and after 3 months, if they say, hey, this is a full-time job, the council could say, I agree, that's what we need to do. The budgetary impact will have to be taken care of and stuff. For Bob and I and the league to recommend that before we go through a budget analysis, I looked at your budget and there's money there, but I don't know, you know, if it's sustainable. The one thing you don't want to do is sustain a full-time or hire a full-time person and then a year from now be out of money and say we can't afford it. We're uncomfortable as professionals doing that without that full study, and you came back with an alternative. It's what if we did an interim and that person did the study and they're working for us rather than just consultants coming in and out. But we said, yeah, that's probably a good idea. That's a great alternative. That's how we all get to the same place as compromise.
That was a question I was going to ask. Barbara and I worked with our budget officer yesterday, and right at the present time, there's nothing in the budget for something like that. And what amount do you feel that we should set aside for next year's budget to set us in a position that we're able to move forward in this area, perhaps coming up with a full-time manager?
Well, a full-time manager, if you were starting and going through it, in this size city is probably in the $70,000 to $75,000 range. However, this time we're saying we want a seasoned professional. We want somebody to come in and go to work tomorrow and know how to deal with this. That's a person that we're saying probably in the characteristics of interim manager, $5,000 a month. That's why we want a part-time. Because you got to understand, Bob and I in the Valley, we make $150,000 a year as a manager, plus our expenses, way over $200,000. Mm-hmm. So people that we're recruiting are thinking that. Mm-hmm. But again, you're gonna see it different. The interim part-time manager is somebody to come in and go to work tomorrow and knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. The long-term manager you have, you might find somebody at $75,000 a year with all expenses, maybe $80,000-$85,000, that could come in and do a good job for the city over time. But what I've heard is we don't have time for that right now. We'd like to get this thing set and get moving and that person to help us. So that's why I said, and I looked at your budget and we didn't think that, you know, hey, bring a seasoned professional full-time, you know, $10,000 a month in Lapine is really necessary or affordable. So that's why the recommendation we're making is part-time. We're probably looking at $5,000 a month contract. I'm not saying what it is because I need to visit with the council where you're comfortable and where others. But when I've talked to our colleagues out there, they said, well, that'd be interesting. That's a salary high enough. If you said three, they would not come. Mm-hmm. Because that's half of a half, and you know, to them, it's just not worth it. But I think we're in the ballpark with that. But when you get to hiring a new person, I'm sure you can get somebody for around $65,000 to $75,000 a year. That's this size city. And that means we, you know, get somebody who's coming up through the ranks or been there or semi-retired or something. That's not valid. Valley salaries are between $100,000 and $200,000 a year. plus benefits.
I think that that's a good plan, because if we do get somebody coming through the ranks, then we're all already going to have be set in our practices, and council's going to be familiar with that, that manager experience. So I think that's a good idea.
But again, we're saying all this, you know, this person and you have to look at your budget to see what you can afford. Because the last thing we want to be proposing is something that lasts a year, and then, hey, we're broke, we can't afford it. Bob and I teach that class, three-year budgeting. So in our communities, we knew where we were from now until 3 years from now.
But that's part of what this interim person is going to guide us.
That's right.
You know,
and there's lots of people out there, hopefully, that will look at it like that. That's good.
Would you meet with our budget officer too? That way.
Yeah.
So, council, any more questions, comments, input?
Everyone, I think you covered it really, really well.
Let's go. Now we need to hire a call for next meeting. This isn't large enough.
Yeah, we're kind of outgrowing things, aren't we?
We are.
So, okay, I need to formulate my motion here.
I think the motion would be to authorize a contract subject to the city attorney's legal review.
And authority for the mayor to sign.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I want to, first of all, approve the proposal for consulting. Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the proposal for consulting subject to legal review and entering into a contract with authority for, with authorization for the mayor to sign.
I would so move.
Seconded.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Gentry, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Maxey, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. And thank you very much for being here. Boy, you guys have your work cut out for you now.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Pardon? What ship are you going on?
I'm sorry.
On your cruise, what ship?
My cruise. Yeah, you know the war stories, but just take a second. I honestly was a city manager, and my wife and children always planned everything. So if it was a vacation, frankly, one time we went to the Caribbean without me really knowing where I was going for a week. And so this one is cruise carnival, and I know it's going to the Mexican Riviera. I don't even know what towns we're stopping in.
Right.
Cities.
You'll have a good time.
And I
drink the water.
All I know is that
don't eat any shrimp on the beach.
The boat loads on the 24th and gets back, and frankly, my son called me last night and asked me, what airlines are you on? And I said, I have no idea.
Which don't is, care.
I shouldn't be admitting to that. Now, where's your cruise?
Oh, we're going out of Fort Lauderdale and Princess, down to
Princess
Thomas and St. Martin. This is number 37 for us.
That's what you said.
We've been cruising since the 60s.
Oh, my.
I really enjoy it. It's the best vacation you could possibly have in the whole world.
Yeah.
Other than go to the nude beach, this is great.
Yeah. And if you're
out there, too.
And if you've been in St. Thomas before, that's, you know, pretty much out there.
I'm with, you know, Miss Shopper, you know.
Yeah.
That's what she pounds on the doors before they're even open.
That's a wonderful, I heard that's a wonderful cruise.
Yeah.
We have not been on the Caribbean cruise, although I've been in vacations in the Caribbean, and I love it down there. But my favorite was Alaska. I'm an Oregonian boy. I love Alaska.
I didn't like Alaska.
You did.
Best place I ever went my entire life was Tahiti for 10 days.
Tahiti?
Wonderful. You have to love the water and the sun, because that's all they have. Water, sun, and water.
Yeah.
It was just
I was just going to say,
on, but we need to adjourn, and I would like to remind you after we adjourn that we need to split up, so we will not be continuing to conduct with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Well, that's all I'm on.
So, can individually we set times now, or do you want me to, how do you want me to set
them? Oh, well then, okay, cancel that motion.
As individuals, after the meeting.
Oh, after the meeting.
After the meeting, all we need
we can
is
do that, sure.
Individually, you're not a quorum, so
right.
We can meet with you.
Absolutely.
We'd like to meet with you as individuals.
Today.
Absolutely.
Sure. We could set the meeting for when we come up. And it would be today we'd like to set the meetings. Or you could give me your number or Bob your number, and then one of us will.
We can ring if you don't have calendars with you.
Yeah. Okay, cancel that cancellation. The motion is still on the floor.
Okay.
Meeting's over.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes. Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Thank you, Council. Meeting is adjourned at 1:03 p.m. Hey, how about that?
So as you go out,